At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAKO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Panthers, speaking of finally named Baker Mayfield their starting quarterback, and the Bucs say they still aren't sure when Tom Brady will rejoin the team. What is the Vegas lead today?
Hold on a second. That's your takeaway, that this was a belated decision on Carolina's part?
As of yesterday, they were still splitting QB1 reps.
Okay. And so there's a point where you haven't made a decision, and then you make a decision, and you change your actions. I'm confused about your – I mean, are you acting like this should have been known before? They've played one game.
Yes. It should have been known the minute they traded for Baker Mayfield, because we knew what Sam Darnold was. This was a discussion on the show yesterday.
What did we know about Sam Darnold that we didn't know when they not only traded for him, for Sam Darnold, but also decided to pick up his fifth-year option when they didn't need to, and that's the year now that they're paying for, I think, $19 million.
What do you mean, what do we know differently?
Yeah, I mean, what do we just know differently?
We know he's not good.
And we didn't know that after 3 years with the Jets?
I did. I think the Panthers were like the only ones who didn't.
If only the billionaire owner was as smart as you.
Well, listen, if you want to keep defending the decisions he's making from a football standpoint, go ahead.
Well, what decisions is he making?
Well, I mean, you just mentioned one, giving Sam Darnold a fifth-year option. Would you have done that?
Did he make that decision?
I don't know. Is he making any football-related decisions?
My gut feeling is when you're a billionaire is you decide on who's going to decide.
And I agree with that.
If those decisions in aggregate lead to bad results, then that decider gets fired and you bring a new one in. But no good. And again, we can obviously talk about Jerry Jones as the exception. It's hard to say, Jerry Jones is horrible. Because the guy, took some loans together and has a $7 billion franchise. And what did he pay, like $160 million? I mean, the guy obviously has done a lot of stuff right. But the day-to-day of his involvement with the team is not how typical billionaires act. And thus, I think in general, they hired – I mean, I'm assuming you were a big fan of Rule. Oh, the Baylor turnaround, you had to love that.
I thought Rule was a good coach.
A good coach, or was he the year before, the day before he went to Carolina, he would have been in your top five in college football.
He wouldn't have been. I wasn't as great. I'm not like the Matt Rule, Matt Campbell guys have a couple good years at a school and suddenly they're the end all be all.
And Rule are two different situations. One was you stay in one place and you take a program that maybe should be winning 40% of their games and you make them win 65% of the games. That's a certain type, right? And they usually stay there a long time and they never win anything for real, but they're competitive, right? Rule came in and went to Temple, if I'm not mistaken, that they were a disaster and turned them around, right? Then went to Baylor, disaster, turned them around. I mean, I would make the case no one in the history of college football had two such big turnarounds in such a short period.
I disagree with the massive turnaround that somehow Matt Rule was all responsible for that massive turnaround. Remember,
at Baylor?
two years before Matt Rule got there, they were 10-3. His first year, they were 1-11.
And then the FBI came in and almost arrested everyone, right? I mean, it was a huge matter, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, usually when the feds are about ready to, you know, give a team a death penalty, and then if you have one down year, and then the year after you're right back to where you were, I haven't seen that happen too often.
He had one good season out of three. It was an impressive season. I don't know that I would have run and given him an NFL head coaching job.
The Giants were begging to get him. There's a bidding war. He got a 6-year deal.
The Giants also hired Joe Judge, so that
it's so funny
says something about their coach
it,
decision-making.
So you know better than Belichick.
I know now that Joe Judge is not a good head coach.
Who is a good head coach the first time around? I mean, if you look at successful coaches as head coaches, more than a majority have a first go in which they typically fail, but you see signs. They go back to where they came from. Belichick, obviously, post-Browns, did this. Went back to Parcells, was associate head coach in D.C. You get a now all of a sudden, you learn different things because when you never did it, you didn't know what questions to ask sometimes. So then you went off, you fail, you come back, and you say, hey, Coach Parcells, what about this, what about this? You figure it out, you get another chance, greatest coach in history. All right. So in general, the guys like Tomlin – that go from coordinator to head coach and do successfully for a long period, that's a rare thing, right? I mean, look, Andy Reid fired. Not that he did poorly, but second go around. So in general, I think you're right. Rule probably made some mistakes at the NFL level, and Judge did too. But the very fact that Belichick hired back Judge and has him in an important position as potentially the OC with Patricia, that strikes me and not to mention Nick Saban and Judge have a long history.
Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You gotta try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
But somehow, because the New York media, and you know what's funny about Judge?
He went 10-23. It's not about the media. He went 10-23 in 2 years. I mean, his results were poor.
How was Jimmy Johnson's first year at the Cowboys?
It was not good.
I mean, obviously, when you have a bad team, you're going to have a bad first. In fact, I think sometimes going for that 6-win year in year one hurts you, right? You either tear it down or you don't. And there's often guys, you know how it is in a, you've worked in radio, right? There's a lot of mediocre companies in radio. You've got those guys that that are entrenched. You know they're a problem. They got a bad attitude. They don't really have the vision. They don't buy into the vision. But it's a hassle to get rid of them. Right?
Yes.
And the guy that has the guts to really clean house, it usually hurts you before it helps you. And, you know, so I don't look at the first year. I don't look at now, listen, in hindsight, it looked like, you know, we'll see what Daboll does, right? We'll see. How much, I mean, this feels like it's gone through a lot of coaches, and there was a GM, Gettleman, that would seem to maybe be the issue. Now he's gone, but Judge and Gettleman were joined at the hip.
Yeah, and you're right. The Giants are burning through coaches.
So I don't think they're all horrible. And again, when Belichick hires you back, it's like O'Brien. It's like, let me think. It's Saban. It's Belichick. But you know what? He's no good. We had that argument. I think you finally have come around on that one.
Yeah.
As a good O'Brien was a good coach. He was a horrible, maybe the worst GM in history.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So let's do this. Let's bring it all back around. But I will say this. I do find it to be that this is early for them to pick Baker Mayfield. Usually when you have a quarterback controversy, remember there's two, if I'm not mistaken, there was last year, I'm certain there is now, I think about it. There's 2 weeks between the third preseason game and the kickoff weekend, right? So there's like a bye week in there. So usually it wouldn't have been crazy if they would have let him play all three games.
RJ, when they traded for Baker Mayfield, was there any doubt in your mind that he would be the starting quarterback?
Well, they gave up less for Mayfield. I don't think you can give up less than they gave up for Mayfield. Because remember,
you can't.
Because of the contract, they're paying like Carolina's paying like $5 million, right? And Cleveland's paying the rest, which I think it's, again, it's a 50-year option for him again. So I think it's 19 or something. So, and then he ended up taking, what, a $3 million reduction. So they got him like cheap. And they gave up, what was it? was it like a fifth round pick? I can't remember. Fifth
or a sixth. I'll look that up.
Literally conditional fifth or sixth in 2024.
There you go.
If he does really well, it's a fifth.
Right.
If he does, okay. So that's almost as little compensation as it's not worth even filing the paperwork. You ever get a check in the mail like for 93 cents?
I don't. Are you talking about like your baller's residuals?
Well, it's like a rebate. You know, where are those checks? It's like a rebate that sometimes you get where there's some lawsuit that gets settled and you pay for something and you get 93. I don't cash those. I'm not proud of it. I just don't. It's almost like that. They give up so little for Baker Mayfield that it's like, why not roll the dice? Even if the odds were 1 in 5 that Baker was going to be an improvement, it would have been worth that trade.
Agreed.
So how do we assume the trade? It's just you intrinsically believe Baker's better than Darnold. I agree. And thus you thought, well, why wait so long? Well, unless they made the decision immediately, this is early. I think the two reasonable things to do would have made it immediately or wait 3 games. The idea they're making it after 1 game, that's weird to me. There's something there. Mackenzie, does that resonate with you?
Yeah. And should we make a distinction between they've told a reporter that they're going to make the announcement and actually making the announcement? Because they haven't actually announced Mayfield.
No. In fact, that wasted time on air right there. There's a chance it's wrong. There's a chance that Deshaun Watson there really isn't a settlement, right? I don't know. There's a chance there wasn't a moon landing. But is there anything that actually would make you think that? Wouldn't they immediately come out and question it once the report comes out?
You would assume, yeah.
You go rest, Mackenzie. Rest up. All right. Last time I'll make this point is meaning, you know, let's see if it resonates. It would have been reasonable to make it before to say this is clear cut. Sam Darnold's a disaster. Now, the reason they weren't going to do that was because they are somehow invested in Sam Darnold, meaning in a way when they get fired, when Judge gets fired, they're going to say, and I think he will.
When Rule gets fired.
Oh, I'm sorry. Judge has been fired. When Rule gets fired, they're going to say, yeah, and can you believe, you know what was the most incomprehensible decision they made? Was when they signed that 50-year option when they didn't need to. And I think that justifiably, I mean, AJ, I rarely do this because at the time I was a big fan. I mean, I really thought Kemper was going to come in and do some great things. It has been disappointing, the owner of Carolina. And when they did this, I went on air and said, I've got to reevaluate everything I know about Kemper because this is the dumbest decision I've ever seen in my life. Mackenzie, you remember that?
I do.
Okay. Oh, is he sad? Is Mackenzie sad?
Well, you told him to go rest. Dealing with a dead battery at the AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're in battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination.
Hold on. Imagine this. Oh, go ahead. If you had something fresh.
Matt Rhule plus 350, the favorite to be the first head coach fired this year.
Yeah, that's interesting. Here's who else is on that? Run down the favorites.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let me pull that up.
Matt, okay. Mike McCarthy is the second favorite, 5-1. Pete Carroll, 6-1.
Like, aren't you supposed to be resting, McKenzie? Imagine a guy on a show. He's like the fourth chair, right? It's a big morning show. They got like a bunch of people. And imagine that he usually doesn't get to comment or she doesn't get to comment until 5-6 minutes into the conversation. So let's say they're talking about, can you believe that Moonlight won the Oscar? And then it's like after 5 or 6 minutes, it's like, are we really sure they won the Oscar? And if he did that every time, I mean, how boring would that get?
Tom Brady, it would be boring, but it would also be entertaining in a way, I think.
It would be on a Saturday Night Live skit. But here's the thing. That's that generation. McKenzie's like 31, 32. Everything is a conspiracy theory. You know, you got to question every. It's like the X-Files had too much of an influence on them when they were like 12. And I mean, McKenzie, what makes you think? I got to have you redeem yourself. Why would we think this report is wrong as opposed to any other report?
I do not think the report is wrong. I don't think there's a chance that it's wrong. What I'm saying is their public-facing sentiment that it's still a competition, they don't have to back off that because they're not making any official announcement.
But then how did it get – I mean, what was there, like Watergate? There's Deep Throat telling who's going to be the quarterback? I mean, usually no one's going to report on this unless they got the okay, because then you get shut out by a team. Anyone who's a beat writer associated with a team, if a story is big enough, they'll buck the team. A story like this, they're only going to put it out if the team wants it out. Right?
That makes sense. That's fair. I don't know if I'm making a distinction that matters. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm not.
I agree. That's why you should be resting. But it brings up the point, AJ, the very fact that McKenzie thought that is what he's saying is there's a reason to publicly make it seem like that's still a competition. Because it doesn't make – if it looks like Sam Darnold lost by a hair, just at the end, you know, Baker, that last pass is what got him over the top. Your decision to sign the 50-year option for Darnold looks not as bad. It looks better.
But also, if Sam Darnold wins by just a hair, it also installs very little faith in Baker Mayfield because Darnold is.
You're talking about a scenario that isn't possible given today's givens, meaning let's say they decided last week or even sooner, hey, it's going to be Mayfield. And they're going to say, yeah, but we got to keep up this facade because we don't want our decision last year to look so bad. If that was why they didn't make the announcement right away, why make it now?
I think maybe because if by not making that announcement right away you're and still splitting up those reps, you're in a weird spot where you're sacrificing.
No one's counting the reps. I mean, what I'm saying is, yeah, I hear you. If somehow it had to be 80-20, but as long as you – I mean, I don't think it's a situation where they're counting the rap. I mean, most practices are closed. It's not like there's a someone there every second. I agree with you. If it required for the facade to not give Mayfield the reps he needs, it would be a problem. I don't really see that connection.
The report yesterday, up to yesterday, was that they were still splitting first-team reps 50-50. And that's what I thought was crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think you're right if they were. But to go to from 50-50 to a full decision, that seems crazy. Something is just count. Hey, I can sniff it, baby. As I'll tell you right now, there's something weird going on in Carolina. And I don't know if the billionaire is involved, but it's weird. All right, so let's do this. Let's take our first break and maybe talk about our lead story.
It's gonna might be a good idea.
It's gonna be, oh, thanks, AJ. You want to be executive producer?
No. It's just funny that we were able to make it through a whole segment without talking about it.
Listen, we said the name Deshaun Watson, but now
I would imagine we're the only show in the country who went their first segment without getting into that discussion.
You know, something?
I'm not mad about it, but I think that we're in the minority for sure.
No one ever said I wasn't different. That's the starting point of knowing me. All right, so and Vegas is different. So when we come back, we're going to get into that story, and we're going to lead with how did the betting market react? What does the betting market say about the Browns prospects and today's agreement? It was a compromise. It was an agreement. Stay tuned.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.